Missiles, mines, and $91 oil. The Hormuz crisis unfolds. American forces struck what the Pentagon described as rocket launcher installations on Larak Island, a small Iranian island in the Strait of Hormuz, after intelligence indicated the launchers were positioned to scatter sea mines into shipping lanes. Iran responded by firing ballistic missiles at a Jordanian airbase housing U.S. troops. President Trump then stated publicly that he would hit them hard, and the exchange was continuing as of Tuesday morning. Oil markets responded immediately. Brent crude crossed $91 a barrel overnight, up from roughly $78 in mid-August, an increase of approximately 17% in a matter of weeks. Tanker operators are now demanding war risk premiums that can add hundreds of thousands of dollars to a single voyage, and many captains are refusing to transit the strait until the situation clarifies. The strait handles an estimated 17 to 21 million barrels of oil per day, and conservative estimates suggest flow has already been reduced by at least 20%, a supply shock that strategic reserves cannot absorb indefinitely. The military dimension centers on Iran's Kabar Shekin missile, whose name translates as Castle Breaker. The weapon is a solid-fuel ballistic missile with a reported maneuvering warhead capability. That terminal phase maneuverability is the critical detail. Standard defense systems such as Patriot and THAAD are designed to intercept relatively predictable ballistic trajectories, and a maneuvering re-entry vehicle can drastically reduce intercept probability. Military analysts say the weapon has already damaged U.S. installations in the Gulf region, and that American missile defense batteries in the area are not configured to handle simultaneous salvos of maneuverable missiles from multiple launch points. When asked directly whether nuclear weapons were on the table, Trump called the question stupid, a response analysts note is fairly standard for presidents unwilling to hand adversaries a propaganda gift. Nevertheless, the fact that reporters are asking reflects how far the strategic imagination has run. Adding to that picture, Israel's Shin Bet confirmed that Prime Minister Netanyahu's son Yair was evacuated from Miami in response to a credible Iranian threat, protective action, not signaling, suggesting Iran's intelligence services are actively identifying and targeting high-value individuals connected to Israeli and American leadership. Looking ahead, the macroeconomic implications depend almost entirely on duration. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve has been partially replenished since the 2022 drawdowns, but is not unlimited. If the conflict extends into weeks, sustained energy inflation could feed into an already complicated picture for the Federal Reserve, where rate hike expectations were already being discussed before Tuesday's oil spike.